Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's shita? Rabbi Meir holds, Leipio Mishalem Islay, Meisu Mishalem Leslay. True, usually Rabbi Meir holds, Leipio Mishalem. Malkus and Mammon, you do have to pay both. But usually when you have the Chiyuv Miser upon you, then Taki you put it from paying back money. But I'll tell you, by Knas, Vishani Hani, Techidishu Shechichatura be Knas. Over here, by Dalad Vehei, that you have to pay back an extra 3 or an extra 4 times more than just the Gneva, that's a Knas. And a Knas, the Svar is, Afagav de Mikto, even though you get killed, like here you Shechter on Shabbos, still Mishalim, still you have to pay back the money. In other words, just like the whole payment of Knas is a Chiddush, like really you don't deserve to pay it. You only stole an animal, you have to pay back one time. When you have to pay back 3 more times or 4 more times, that's a Knas. And on the Knas, here Rabbi Meir holds that even though you have a Chiyuv Misa, the Knas is still you have to pay the money. So that's why here, where you made the Tzvich on Shabbos, even though you Chiyuv Misa, still the Lacher is that you have to pay back the money. And like Rashi brings down, still the Gemara soon is going to ask the Kasha. But the original Kasha was a contra of Meir. If you hold this Svar that when you get Misa, still you have to pay, how come the next Mishnah says by Bitoy, when you manage your own daughter, that there you are putter? The Churwa, you putter, true, you chayiv Misa's Bezdin, but according to Meir, according to Rabbi now, was saying when there's a chayiv Knas, Knas you still have to pay. I thought the Gemara was going to ask later. But now the Gemara says, we also Rabbi the timely. Rabbi goes according to his time. To Yomar Rabbi, that Rabbi said, let's say you already stole the gedi, you stole the kid from before. And now you first made the tzvich on Shabbos. You should know chayiv, even though you're making the tzvich or the shechita on Shabbos that you chayiv misa for it, still you chayiv to pay back the money that dal vehei. Why? That you already chayiv for the maisa gneva you made before Shabbos. Or really, the Gemara could have said the same case where you made the Geneva without a Nisa Shabbos. But the Gemara wants it like this. The Geneva, the first time you have to pay back the first amount, that's not called the Knas. That's the Svar. If you stole it, you have to pay it back. So if that would have been done, B'shas, the Nisa Shabbos, and Echnamia, that you put it from paying back, that you say, come with the Rab Minei, that's regular money, then there would not be a Chiyav Dal Vehei. So we want to say now that the first payment of the Gneva was done before Shabbos. So that is no Ptur Kamla, you have to pay back that money. What did you do on Shabbos? You made it Tzficha, that you have to pay back the extra 3 or 4 times. That's a Knas, and that's Rabbi Svar now, that a Knas that comes B'Shas Misa, still you have to pay the Knas. That's all part of the Chiddush. But let's say Gornach B'Tofach B'Shabbos, let's say you made the Maisa Gneva and the Tzvich on Shabbos, in a case where even B'Shas the Gneva there was Nisa Shabbos involved, so you'd say, come lay the Rabbi Minei, B'Shas the Gneva, so then the Locher is Potter, for sure you're Potter from paying back the Dmei HaGneva, because the Dmei HaGneva, the first value of it, that's not a Knas, that's called Mammon. On that we say, since you have the Chiyuv Misa, you're Potter from paying it back. And once you pay Potter from paying back the Gneva, then you don't have to pay back Stam 3 or 4 times. Because the Klal is, Shemein Gneva ain't Tzficha v'ein Mechira. If you don't have the first payment for the Gneva, then you don't have the payment of Tzficha or Mechira. In other words, there's a Klal, you have to pay either 4 or 5 times. There's no such thing as paying back 3 or 4 times. So if it have a, once you have a Ptur on the Gneva, who are then you'll be Potter on the Knas also. Now the Yomar Rabbah, Rab also said the same type of Chiddush, that what's going to be, Hoye Gedi Gonafloi. Again, you stole the kid before. Now the Tovchoi B'Machteres. Now the Machteres means a tunnel. There's a loch in the Torah, if somebody's stealing, you're coming into your house, and he's digging a tunnel underneath your front entrance. If the owner catches him, the owner has the right to kill him. Above the Machteres, if somebody is digging a tunnel, then we say for sure that since he's doing such a big thing to get into your house, if you're going to catch him and stop him, he'll come to kill you. So it's called, he's coming to kill you, therefore you're allowed to go and kill him first. So the Svar is now, Kozeman the Ganev is in the Machteres, in the tunnel, it's considered like he's Chayiv Misa, because at that time the owner could kill him. So therefore it's like this, if he made the Shechita in the Machteres, really we should say it should be a Din Kam Lev the Rab Minei. Because at that time, when he's in the tunnel, it's considered like he has the Chiyuv Misa, And we should say no chiyuv money could come upon him then. But still Rabbi says again chayiv, you should know, no, he is chayiv dal vehei. Why? Shekvan is chayiv b'gneiva kodim shiyov lo deyisem achteres. Because before he came into the tunnel, he already stole it. So he's chayiv to pay back one time for the gneiva. Or hodim kefil. And now in the machteres that he's making the tzficha, since the tzficha, the chiyuv, is a chiyuv of knas, Knas, that's Rabbi's Svara, even though it's considered like Yechayiv Misa in the Machteris, but still Misa does not part you, does not free you from paying back the Knas. But what about Gornav, the Tof of the Machteris? Let's say you first made the Maisa Kinyan, the Gneva, in the tunnel. You first picked it up in the tunnel when you're digging through or digging out. Then Taka Potter, then you should know you're potter for paying back Dal V'Hei. Why? Shimein Gneva and Tvicha Ben Mechira? Because since for the Geneva, the first payment is coming the same time when it's considered like Yechayiv Misa, when you're caught in the Machteres, since at that time you only have the right to kill you. It's called like you have a Chayiv Misa. So you put it for paying back the Demei HaGeneva. Once you put it for paying back that, we can't be Mechayiv to pay back Dal V'Hei, because the main Geneva and Tvichiv Mechira. These are two cases of Rambam that he says this Chiddush, that in the case when Yechayiv Knas, only Knas, then Yechayiv, even though you also Chayiv Misa. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. We need these two cases of Rambam, the case of Shabbos and the case of Machteres. Di Yashmin and Shabbos, if we just hear the first case about Shabbos, Mishum Di Yisurei Yisraelim, I would say there maybe, if you made the Gneiver on Shabbos, the reason why you potter. Because you say, Kamlei b'derab minei, because the Issa Shabbos is an Issa Olam. In other words, any time later the Edom will come and say you are over the Issa Shabbos, you're Mechala Shabbos, Bezdom will give you the Chiyuv Misa. Abu Machteres Mashenka, in the case where you're caught in the tunnel, I would think that Issa Misa, the Issa Shohu, it's only at the time when you're in the tunnel that the owner has the right to kill you. So it's only called like you have a Chiyuv Misa that one time, that one short period of time. Eimalai. So maybe for that type of a chiyuv misa, maybe I wouldn't say kamlei b'derab minei. Therefore, kamashim lo know that if you made the gneiver and the tfich in the machteris, you should know your potter from paying. Now, viyash min the machteris, if Rabbi would have just let us hear the case of machteris, that I say kamlei b'derab minei, mishum the machterosoi, zui as rosoi. There's a new svar to say that when you're in the machteris, you do not need to be warned. Right? That's considered your warning. In other words, the owner is allowed to come and kill you, even though he doesn't warn you. If an owner sees somebody making a tunnel, digging under his front door to come into the house, the owner is allowed to kill you even without warning you. So that's maybe called the Chomedik Misa, that you could be killed without being warned. There we'll say, Kamlei b'derab minei. Avul Shabbos, Mashenken, if you do a Geneva on Shabbos, the boy Yasro Yoni Chayiv Misa, if they warn you first, a maloi, maybe there you would not say kamlei b'derab minei tzricha. That's why I need the two chedushim of Rabba, that in both cases we also say kamlei b'derab minei. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf lamed dalet amid beis in the middle. Amar Rav Papa. Papa says like this. Amar Rav Papa, hoisa pora genuvalei. If you have a pora and a cow that you stole already, kenuvla was stolen already. Now the tovcha the Shabbos. Let's say you make the tficha you shechted on Shabbos. Talocher is chayiv. His rapop also holds like Rava before that even though now you chayiv misa, but since it's only knas, by knas we say you have to pay the money even though you have a chayiv misa. His tovcha the Shabbos is chayiv. You have to pay the dalad v'hei the knas. Because the Geneva that's called Mumin, the first time you have to pay number one. That's the Geneva that's called Mumin. You sold it before Shabbos. So then there wasn't the Chiyuv Misa. What did you do on Shabbos? You made the Tficha, you shechted it on Shabbos. That's when the Chiyuv, the Gimel or Dalet comes. So that's Knas. That you have to pay even though it came on Shabbos. When is the Chiyuv Misa? What about Hoysa Parashululoi? Let's say you have a pora cow that you, a shula means you lent it. You borrowed it. You don't have to pay money for it. A shula means, shayla, you borrowed it. So halacha is when you borrow a cow, no matter what happens to it, you chayiv and all the yoinsin. Now, v'tovcha the Shabbos. You went ahead and you shechted it on Shabbos. You didn't make a geneva, but you shechted it on Shabbos. You made a ma'aseh tficha on Shabbos. See a potter? You should not talk to your potter. Because chura b'shas tatficha, this now is like the maisa geneva. When you're shechting it, you're like stealing it. So that's called the chi of money. So the money we say, since now on Shabbos you chayiv misa, habadu we say, come live the rab minei, that you put it for paying the money. Yeah, Rashi said, he shos, the kotovach lo, gozul lo, mimori. At the time when you shecht it, you're doing a maisik zela. So you're like stealing it now on Shabbos. So since now the shas is stealing it, you also chayiv misa, then we say, come live the rab minei. That's like the chur, the same halacha we had from Rabbah before, that if the chi of Geneva comes now on Shabbos, you potter. But if only the chi of Knas comes, then you chayiv. So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acha, b'rei the Rav of the Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Rav Papa, poro osa lashminon. Is Rav Papa coming to teach us halachas about a poro? In other words, what is Rav Papa saying more than Rabbah before said? What's the difference if it's a cow or not a cow? But it's the same halacha like we had before, that if the knas comes on Shabbos, b'shas misi yechayiv, and if the moment comes, then you potter. So what's Rav Papa's chiddush? So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa insists, shula also lashminin. He wants to tell you chiddush in the second halacha. In the case where you borrowed a cow, you have a shayla, you have a right to use it, you borrowed it, you have a right to use it. You're a shema shirl on it. And now you shecht it, you made a maisa geneva now on Shabbos. That salka d'artach aminach, I would have thought, since Rav Papa himself says that Mishas Mishichahu Dizchayiv Lei Bimizonai Sehom, when a person becomes a Shem Mishol, when you're borrowing it, you have the right to use it. The always Lashonis Kol HaNoshaloi, you have all the enjoyment from it. So Lachar is, you also have to feed it. You have to be Mefanas it, give it Mizonis. It's on you to feed it, give it its meals. When are you Mechuyev to feed it? Mishas Mishichah. Not later, but as soon as you took it right away, Mishash Mashicha, you chayav to start feeding it. So the Havaminer is, Hachinami, maybe I would have thought also that Mishash Sheila is chayav b'yoin seo. Maybe at the time when you first borrowed it, then, like, it's like Lamafreya. If anything happens to it later, it's considered like you chayav right away when you first took it. So like here, true, you shechted it on Shabbos. So the Maisa Tficha shechting it is like you're stealing it now. But it should be considered like it was stolen, you're chayiv to pay back from the time when you borrowed it. In other words, the svara is, just like we see when you borrow it, it's considered that it's in your rishus to feed it, so maybe it's also considered in your rishus completely, that you're chayiv and all the einsin, whatever happens to it later, if you don't return it later, it's considered like you're chayiv right now to pay it back at the time when you borrow it. So now when you borrow it, it's not Shabbos, you're not chayiv misa, so maybe it should be considered like the chi of money comes before the chi of Shabbos does. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush. No, we don't say that. We say that Shaila, when you borrow it, the chi of comes when you shecht it, when you steal it. When the oinus happens, when it becomes that you can't return it, at that second is the chi of to pay the money for it. See, when you shechted it on Shabbos, that you chayiv misa, we say, come live the rab minei, that you put them for paying the money, since you have the chi of misa.
You're not doing anything.
Right. You're allowed to use it. But just there was a Havamina that said that when you borrow it, the Kinyan Shaila is, it's like it's in your Rishus. It's like yours now. And it's considered like you owe the money right now. Just if you return it, you could free yourself by returning it. But if anything happens to it later, it's considered maybe like it was in your possession at the beginning. Right? That's the Chiddush. No, we don't say that. It's not considered in your possession yet. Lamai said still the onus. Just when the yoinus happens, then you chayiv. See, it happened on Shabbos, that's why you potter, because come with the rabbi name. Omar Rav, Rav says another chiddush. Omar Rav, heni, as a new member of Rav, yeah. Omar Rav, heni yach lohen avien, parashula, let's say a father, like, borrowed a cow. He had a parashula, he borrowed it, and usually stam shalom, stam is for 30 days. And then let's say the father died. So locher is, mishtam shin bo, kol yimei shilosa. The son is allowed to use it for the rest of those 30 days. In other words, when the father borrowed it, the person that gave it to the father let him use it for 30 days, it's understood that the son could also use it. His children are also allowed to use it. What about Mesa? Let's say it dies when the son is using it. So the locker is, Ein chayavim b'yoin seho. The sons are potter from Einus. Even though the father, when you borrow it, the locker is by Hashem Mishol, he's chayiv anointin, he has to pay back even though an oinus happens, but that's only the father that borrowed it, he accepted upon himself these chiyuvei oinsin. But the son that just has the right to use it, but did not really borrow it, he did not accept upon himself these chiyuvim oinsin, therefore if it dies by itself, an oinus happens, like it's not your fault, the son is potter. Now this you said that Hashem Mishol is chayiv, even though an oinus happens, it's not your fault, but we say the pshat is though, that it's a Kabbalah. But that's the chiddush of Hashem Mishol, that you chayiv an oinsin, it's like you're makabel upon yourself, you're accepting it upon yourself. So the father accepted it, and not the sons. What about now, kisvurin shalavimi? They thought that it belonged to the father. In other words, the father borrowed a cow from somebody else. It's not really the father's. Then the father died. Now the sons, they thought it was the father's. They didn't know the father borrowed it. They thought it belonged to the father. And by mistake, they thought it's the father's. Now that the father died, they thought they inherited it. So they went and they shechted it, for tochu, they made a shechiter on it. For yachlu, when they ate it. So are they chayiv and not? So it says Allah, mishalmim de meibosa bezul. They have to pay back now, but not the exact amount of the cow again, because they're like an oinus. They thought it was theirs, they thought they had a right to do it. So they only have to pay it back the enjoyment they have from the meat, which is called de meibosa bezul, like the cheapest price you could buy meat. And they could have said, my enjoyment is true that I enjoyed eating the meat, but I wouldn't pay this price, you want the regular price. We could have got cheaper meat. So the cheaper price, I think, is 2/3, that's how much you have to pay. What about Taniach Lenavin Achrayis Nechosim? Let's say the father, when he dies, he left over property, Achrayis Nechosim, and the father left over karka property, that you understand, if the father owes somebody money, he has a right to collect it from those Nechosim, from that property. So then we say Chayovim Lushalim. Then we say the sons, in such a case, when they ate, the poror, since there's property left over from the father, it's like the father's property has to pay for it, and therefore they have to pay the whole amount. So it's a machlokes now. Iki the master law reisha, iki the master law seifa. Some learn this chiddush on the reisha, some on the seifa. Man the master law reisha, the one that says it on the reisha, koshchein a seifa. For sure it goes on the seifa, upligi the rav papa and the yagi on rav papa. In other words, the reisha was when the father borrowed it, and then he died. He borrowed a cow, so you have a right to use it usually for 30 days. Now, when he dies, after 10 days, the son has a right to use it the next 20 days. For those 30 days, the son still has a right to use it. Now, it's done in the ratio. Let's say the cow died by itself, by the son. The son is potter from Einstein, because the chiyuv Einstein is only upon the original shomer that accepted it, and not the son. So now one man, the yomis, says, well, what about if the father left over nechosim? Then from those nechosim, from those karka, the sons have to pay back the value of the ox. So we see what is called yichayev from bishas mishicha. So it's considered like the father was mechuyev at the beginning. Therefore, his property is achroyis, is mechuyev to pay for the, what happened when the son, when it died by the son. And this is a plea of the rapapa, the ragu and rapapa. Because the papa said, no, the oinsin is only chal, you only have to pay for the oinsin when it happens. According to this pshat, it's like the chiyav is chal all the way at the beginning when you first made the mashicha. So when the father first made the mashicha, all this property is meshubid for the chiyuvim, therefore they have to pay. But a man, the master la seif, whoever learns the chiddush on the seifa, avla reishalai, it's only when the sons went to eat the meat. So the sons did a maisa mazik, then they have to pay. Mashenken and the reisha, where the animal died by itself, it's only a question of the zechiv einsin or not. Einsin, I'll tell you, know the father potter, and even from the father's property, they don't have to pay. For heino the rav papa, and that's like rav papa said, that the chiyuvim einsin is only chal when the einis actually happens. Before not, so since when the father died, there was no chiyuvim yet, his property doesn't have, you can't collect from his property, you can only collect from the sons. Since the sons didn't realize what they're doing, they're not a gemazik, you only have to pay back to make bus the bezul. Good. Now, bishleim Rabbi Yechanan l'yamakresh lakish. So again, we're going back to the original question was, the original stira in the two Mishnayisin, that the first mission here in Ksubis in the third parak says, if you're ma'anis, your sister. If you're forced to live with your sister, our Mishnah says you have to pay a kanas. You have to pay a chamishin kosov. The Mishnah in Makis says, you get malkus for it. That's a lot of hatari, not a lot to live with your sister. If your man is your sister, you have to pay, you get malchus for that, what? Chai v'krisis. It's chai v'krisis. But that mish knows that even though it's chai v'krisis, still you get malchus. If you were warned, if you had a sroah for malchus, you get malchus. So the original question was, we hold, you don't get two, and like your mishalim, you don't get two punishments. How come the Mishnah says here you have to pay money, and there it says you get malchus? So the Mishnah says, Bishleim Reb Yechonel Yomek Rish Lakish. Reb Yechonel does not like to answer the way Rish Lakish answered. Why? The Kamukim Lok Rabbanin? Because Reb Yechonel rather puts our Mishnah according to the Rabbanin Shita that holds you don't get two, you never get two malchus and mammon. You only get one. Rish Lakish went and said that our Mishnah goes according to our Meyer that holds you get two, you get mammon and malchus. That's what Rish Lakish wanted to say. But Reb Yechonel is good to not learn like that, because Reb Yechonel wants to say, I'll leave it alocha. We pass him like the Rabbanin, so whenever you get a punishment of Malkus and Mumin, you only get one and not two. So therefore, if you're going to put it in the case of Asrubei, where they gave Hasroah, one is where he did give Hasroah, one is where he didn't give Hasroah. Mukla Kurabonin. El Rish Lakish, my time aliyama Kurabonin. The kashra is, why didn't Rish Lakish want to say that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin? And according to Rabbanan Shita, when you have Malkus and Mumin, you only get one. And Rabbi Yechonel Shita is, usually you get Malkus. So in the case, the Mishnah and Malkus is good. When you force your sister to live with her, you get Malkus. Aye, how come our Mishnah says here you have to pay Kenas? Here we're talking about B'dilo Yasrabei. We're talking about where they didn't warn him. If you don't give somebody Hasra beforehand, so he doesn't have to pay the money, there's no, so you don't get Kenas, you don't get Malkus. Without being warned, you don't get malchus.
It's every yes? punishment.
Every right, right. We don't get warned. For misa and malchus, right, you have to be warned. So our Mishnah that says you have to pay knas is talking about when you weren't warned before. That's the way Rabbi Yechonel answered. So the question is, why didn't Rish Lakish want to answer this way also? So Amaloch, Rish Lakish answered back, Kivon Dilu Asrabei. Since if they would have warned the man before, he lived with his sister. Potter, then you tell me he's supposed to get Malkus. And when you get Malkus, you're Potter from paying the money. So Rish Lakish holds, Kilo Yasrabei. Even in the case where they did not warn you first, Kilo Yasrabei, Nami Potter, still you should know you're Potter from paying back money. That's Rish Lakish Asvara. That's called, we'll soon say, Misha Shaygigin, or Malkus Shaygigin. That means, if you did such an Avera, that if they would warn you, you would get Malkus for it. And if you would get Malkus, you'd be potter from paying money. So Rish Lakish says, even if you do it b'shegig, without being warned, still you're potter from the money. That's called Malkus Shegigin. B'shegig also you're potter from paying back the domain. The Gemara says now, v'yozul tamayu, that Rabbi Yechonel and Rish Lakish both go according to their own shita. T'chiyosi Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omri said like this, chayvei misa shegigin. If somebody doesn't aveiro, let's say he's Mechal with Shabbos. Let's say he burns down somebody's fields on Shabbos. But he's a Shaygeg. He didn't realize today was Shabbos, or he didn't know it's also to burn on Shabbos. He's a Shaygeg. If he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Misa and he's potter from paying the money. But now that he did it b'Shaygeg, what's the locha? Or else, v'chayiv malka Shaygegin. Let's say in the case where you live with your sister, and also you didn't know there's a lav, they didn't warn you beforehand. The Dover Achar, and some other thing is with it, that means there's money involved also. Like let's say in the case where you live with your sister. So really you're supposed to pay a Knas if you force her. But there's also a lav, you're not allowed to live with your sister. Let's say you burn down somebody's fields on Shabbos. So really you have to pay, you ruined his field. But the mice, you did it on Shabbos. If you do it, then they did, since you chayiv misa for burning something on Shabbos, you put up from paying the money. What's going to be if you did it b'shogeg? So Rabbi Yechonel no machayev. Rabbi Yechonel says, yes, you chayev to pay the money. L'maitse, you only burnt the field down the shogig. You didn't realize today was Shabbos. Or else you live with your sister, you forced her, but you didn't know there was a lav. So since you only did it b'shogig, that we don't give you misa, we don't give you malchus, so then the locker is, you have to pay the money. For Rish Lakish Shomer, Rish Lakish says no. Potter, Rish Lakish says you're potter. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yechonel no machayev. We didn't warn you. Since we didn't warn you, you're not chayiv misa, you're not chayiv malchus, so you don't have these two punishments. So therefore, since you burned down somebody's field, or you live with your sister, you minus your sister, you have to pay a kenas. So Yechonel, like I said, you chayiv kenas. That's where Rish Lakish learns our Mishnah very good. Yev Yochanan said our Mishnah that says if you minus your sister, you have to pay a knas, is talking about b'deloy asrubei. They did not warn you. Because if they would have warned you, you would have got malchus and not mumin. But now that they did not warn you, the din is you have to pay money even and you don't get malchus. That's Rabbi Yechanan's pshat. But Rish Lakish says no potter. Rish Lakish says still you're potter for paying the money. Why? Ki von dilu asrabei. Potter, because if they would have warned you, then you'd have a chiv misa, or you'd have a chiv malchus, whatever it is. So then you would have been potter from paying the money, because we held in like your mishalim. And if you get misavad that's coming to Rabminei, so Shlokesh holds that kilo yasru veinami potter, even in the case where they did not warn you, that's called misha shregigin, or malkish shregigin, still you're potter from paying money. Since you did the maisaver, you minus, you live with your sister. By living with your sister, the maisaver, it's a lav. Just they didn't warn you, so true you don't get malkish, but so what? That type of an Aveira cannot be Mechayiv your money. We say, come live the Rabbinei. We'll soon see where the Pesuk and how we know this from. Satsal Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Shef was very good Rish Lakish. He can't answer that our Mishnah that says Yechayiv to pay the money is where you didn't warn him, because even if you didn't warn him, still you'd be potter from paying the money. Because still we say, come live the Rabbinei. Since you did such an Aveira that the Mesid Basroi, you get Malkus, and you're potter for paying money, now that you live with your sister, even though you weren't warned, still you'd be potter from paying money. Therefore, the only terror for Shlokas had, why does our Mishnah say, if you live with your sister, you have to pay your money? It's because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita. So the Meir holds, like you, Mishalim, you get both. You have to get Malkus, and you have to pay. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, Rav Shlokas holds, you'll always be potter. Mashiach and Yechonin is very good, the Shitosoi. He learns no, that Malkus b'shoigeg, you take a chayit to pay money. If our Mishnah that says if you force your sister and live with her, you have to pay her the money, he's talking about b'dloy asrevei, you were not warned beforehand. Halimor says, Eisvei Rish Lakish Rav Yechonin. So Rish Lakish Yesakashit Rav Yechonin. The Pasuk says, V'loyi osan onishi yonish. Again, in the case where two people are fighting, and by mistake he hits the pregnant lady's ear, and he depends. If he kills her, the Pasuk says, Yochayiv Misa. V'loyi yosan, if you don't kill her though, if she doesn't die, then onish yonish, you have to pay back the Dmei Vlodis. You have to pay back how much the kid is worth. So, my lav osan mamish, doesn't it mean whether she's killed or not, osan mamish.